This is Passport to Texas. Biologist Ben Hutchins studies animals that live full-time in cave environments, including a wide range of invertebrates.
Crickets, beetles, spiders, scorpions, harvestmen, that's kind of like a daddy long legs.
How and why these creatures evolved in the dark, dank cave ecosystem is an area of active research. One theory, they're relics of the past.
They're left over from a period in Texas history when it was cooler, more moist. In the ice age, these animals were widespread on the surface. As the climate changed, they became restricted to the cave environment.
Over time, these creatures physically adapted to their new surroundings. They lost their eyesight and pigmentation, their metabolism slowed, and their antennas elongated, among other adaptations. Biologists want to understand why.
Another one is, why do we see in some places lots and lots of species, such as in the Edwards Aquifer, and in other places we see very few or almost none? So some of our very dry caves farther west have much lower diversity. So caves are an interesting laboratory to study what are the environmental controls that influence where biodiversity occurs.
Learn more about karst invertebrates on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.